is an institution that is in America that is obviously pushing for a certain agenda, and definitely what they will have to put across to all of us is a gloom picture that they are painting, a picture that they really work so hard to make sure that it happens here in Zimbabwe, which is very, very unfortunate, because we all know that obviously it's not going to be an easy walk in the park as long as we don't have investment from all these sectors like the IMF, the World Bank, and all the other international players in resuscitating our economy. So as long as they are preaching that gospel, they are actually striking fear into the hearts of every other sector that is supposed to come in and help Zimbabwe to come up. That is very unfortunate, and the most unfortunate part is that it comes from an institution that is based in America, and you wonder why they actually do that.
They are also indicating that with the old guard and military still firmly in power, you know, and both benefiting from patches atop the highly patronage-based economy. So genuine reform is unlikely in the next 1 to 3 years under the present conditions in Zimbabwe. Do you agree with that?
The military, basically, when they came back after the operation that they come up with, that they called Operation Restore Legacy. And we all know, we used to see them every day on our streets, at roadblocks and several other places. We no longer see them now. We know that all the institutions that are supposed to be running their affairs are the ones that are not taking care of that. We know that the police have come back to do their constitutional order of making sure they maintain peace and order at all given time. We don't see the military anymore, and that the military has gone back to its barracks. So for anybody to say the military is still out there and in control is definitely a fallacy. Yes, the military is going to be there because constitutionally they've got the certain mandate that they're supposed to carry out. But to say that they are in charge is definitely myopic and to me far-fetched.
And they are also indicating that the international community should proceed with extreme caution on economic support for the government of Zimbabwe. What do you think about that?
That is exactly their drive. That is exactly their wish to drive a regime change agenda to make sure that they bring about what they want, a part of government that they are going to control. And precisely, you wonder why the same people are building the biggest embassy in Africa here in Zimbabwe. These people have seen things that we probably haven't seen now, that we are going to see tomorrow because of their advancement in technology and everything. But they want to make sure that when this happens, they are in control. They have a government that is going to listen to them and do exactly as they want to do. We know that they've carried out this kind of economic sabotage in most African countries and oil-rich countries mostly, where they'll make sure that they destabilize the government, or they give them so much money with so much hard conditions, and thereafter the government of that particular country begins to owe them so much that it has to now toe the line. So this is exactly what they're doing, and that's what they want to do with Zimbabwe, and it's so unfortunate to us.